is Jonathan May Productions, Urban Podcast. I'm your host, John2IG, and we're back in the mix, getting our groove back, you know, hoping, pray everyone had a blessed holiday and a safe and prosperous new year, you know, looking forward to many great things in the year 2022. But man, I got to start out by giving tribute to some of the celebrities we've already lost, man. I mean, damn, just in the first week, you know, we lost the great legendary icon, Mr. Sidney Poitier. You know, he was 94 years old. You know, man, God bless him and his family. And man, we lost, who else? We lost quite a few people. We lost a jazz musician, Nick Corleone. We lost Bob Saget, you know, from Full House and America's Funniest Home Videos. Man, I really like Bob, man. Bob did a lot of philanthropy outside of his career. You know, he helped a lot of people, man. You know, may he rest in peace. And man, we lost Calvin Dennis, one of the founders of the funk group Parliament. Man, James M. Toomey, you know, another R&B legend. It seemed like, man, people just started dropping off like that in the first week. Oh, another legendary icon, Mr. Max Julian, black actor from the 70s. Some of you may remember him from playing Goldie in the movie The Mac from 1973. He was the lead star of that movie, Max Julian. And he was also a writer and producer of a lot of other things. But yeah, rest in peace to all them people. And Miss Betty White, we lost Betty. She almost just a few weeks shy of being 100 years old. So rest in peace to all of them and to all who have that we lost in 2021, perished, you know, due to natural causes, due to COVID, or just however way, you know. Those of us who are still here, we got a lot of work to do. You know, there's a reason why we're still here. So let's go ahead and get this operation in full effect. You know, continue on your mission, and God bless us all. You know, this COVID ain't no joke. It's taking a lot of people out, but you know, let's not forget about the other things. You know, that's still a detriment to our well-being as well. You know, be mindful of that. I'm always saying your health is your wealth. That's no bullshit. That's the truth, you know. But I'm just here briefly to discuss our transition to Henderson, Nevada. You know, we made it. Been here for exactly 13 days today. And I just wanted to jump on the podcast and just kind of, you know, just kind of give an update on the transition. You know, it's been an interesting ride so far. You know, it's nonstop, action-packed, edge of your seat, no holds barred thriller. You know, action thriller so far. You know, never know what's gonna happen, but that's the exciting part. You know, I do anticipate great things. It's a beautiful landscape. It's very serene. But the people here, you know, the Nevadians are some of the best people that I've come across in my 52 years. Very helpful. Made a lot of great contacts already. You know, ain't been here 2 weeks, barely a week and a half, you know. It's just really been great, you know. And got set up in a new place this past Monday. Met a few people here and there, just in passing, old and young. This is a very international state. You know, you got people from all different walks of life residing here, doing great things. You know, I just appreciate the camaraderie among strangers. That's something that I haven't seen. I don't think I've ever seen, probably maybe since I was a kid. You know, just the camaraderie among strangers. Like, hey, no one's judging you. You know, we're all in this together. We're all trying to get through life. We're all trying to survive and be prosperous. And that's what it's all about. You know, hell, you know, who has time to fight, you know, when you're trying to survive? You know what I mean? You know, sometimes you got to fight. Sometimes you got to whoop a little ass. I get it. You know, but you don't want to live like that. every day, every single day of your life. You know, you just want to get up, wake up, you know, take a nice warm shower and get fresh, you know, freshen up, put on some clean clothes, get a good breakfast, and go out there and conquer the world. You know what I'm saying? Go on about your day, shit. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to be dealing with a whole bunch of damn drama all the time. You know. Yeah, but yeah, you know, yeah, we're on I'm on a new mission here. I'm excited about it. I came through on the drive here from Oklahoma, went through three states, and when I got to Gully, there's a town called Gully, New Mexico. About 40, 50 miles, maybe even close to 60 miles outside of going into Gully. It was a severe winter snowstorm. And from there all the way into Flagstaff, a little bit past Flagstaff, Arizona, man, we're talking like 300 and something miles, maybe close to 400 miles, nothing but just fucked up weather, man. And I lied and got killed, you know what I'm saying? It was truckers, you know. I mean, when you go across bridges on sleet nights, you got to go slow. You cannot speed on that shit. And those truckers, man, they'll run your ass right off that damn bridge if you ain't paying attention. And then, you know, visibility, if it's snowing outside, the visibility was very bad. So, yeah, you know, I might have got, came into some bad circumstances driving here. But other than that, you know, then getting here and just getting situated, making sure the residents and apartments and everything was on point. You know, it took a little doing, but, you know, we're here. And, you know, like I say, all I can say is God is great. You know, God's been blessing me and very, very happy, you know, to be here. And I'm definitely going to miss my friends, you know, up there in Oklahoma that I won't be able to see, you know, on a regular. But, you know, with the influx of social media, we can definitely stay in touch, you know, through video and Zoom and just everything. It's like I never left, you know. But yeah, here in Nevada, it's a very international state. You know, different. You got different cuisines here. And it's never a dull moment. You know, you're never bored. If you want to get into something, or if you just want to stable off to yourself, you can do that. You know, it's no big deal. Want to go out and mingle with the stars? You can do that. Oh, the interesting thing about Henderson is it's only about 20, 25 miles outside of Vegas. I mean, you can see the strip. I thought that when I was looking at all those buildings and everything, I thought that was like downtown Henderson. No, that's actually Vegas, you know? And I was kind of like, wow, okay. So I was like, damn, I could damn near slap a rubber band over there. You know, maybe not that close, but it's pretty close. You know, I can get there in less than 20 minutes. And I'm gonna take a drive out there this weekend, just kind of look around. Haven't been out there in several years. I'm gonna go out there and look around and, you know, get some pictures. And, you know, I've been making a small little mini documentary, you know, on the way here, you know. So once we get all that piece together, we're gonna post it, put it up, you know, probably on YouTube or something, Instagram or something, and go from there. You know, we're just gonna get into the filmmaking, you know, scheme of things here. This is home. You know, I'm gonna officially a Nevadian, and I'm already putting a team together. You know, it's coming together a lot faster than I realized. You know, I got some IT guys that I met, you know, and you know, like I said, the people here are just awesome. They're very, very awesome, very helpful, and very welcoming, you know. And at this stage in life, in any stage in life, whether you're young or old, middle age or whatever, you know, you can only prosper as well as you feel welcomed. You know what I'm saying? If people, you know, if you're feeling welcome and wanted, you know, and loved, you know, you're only going to blossom that much more. You know, if you're in a place where you're unwanted and unwelcome and unloved, you know, you don't need to be there. You know, it's time to think about changing geographical locations, and that's pretty much what I did. And I have no regrets about it. You know, not bitter about anything. And then too, another thing to remember, and this is very important for anyone's listening, is do not have any type of hold any type of grudges or bitterness to anyone who may have done you wrong or may have tried to fuck you, you know, put you in a situation where, you know, they try to harm you or you know, hinder you from your personal growth. Don't hold any kind of animosity toward those people, because those people are lost. You know, they're hurting. They have no goals. They have no probably grew up with no kind of structure or, you know, home training about themselves. You know, they got low self-esteem. So the best thing for them to do is try to knock somebody else. You know, don't be angry at them. Pray for them. You know, and like I said, once you make a transition in life, once you make that decision in life to make a transition, you know, things will get better for you. You know, things can only improve, you know. But, you know, yeah, you know, you might have friends, you know, for a season, and you might have friends for a reason. You know, my dad told me one time, he said, son, he told me this years ago when I was like, man, I was in middle school. He said, son, you may only have one or two friends in your entire life, in your whole motherfucking life. You only got one or two friends. If you're lucky, you may have three. Your whole entire life, you're going to meet a whole lot of people, though, but everybody's not going to be your friend, you know. And I never forgot that. And I was thinking, damn, you know, I lost one friend. One of my best friends passed away, Mr. Delbert Patterson, may he rest in peace, back in 2010. And I can't think of too many other friends like him. You know what I'm saying? You know, I just really can't, you know. But if Delbert was here, you know, we'd already had this thing cracking a long time ago, you know. But you never know who you're gonna meet. You know what I'm saying? You may. You don't tell who God's gonna put in your path. You know, to help you propel to the next level. You know, but always use discernment and vet the people that come into your mix. You know, that's what I'm trying to say. But yeah, with that being said, folks, I just want to jump on here real quick and just wish everybody, you know, a blessed and prosperous new year for 2022, despite losing so many celebrities all in one time, man. It's kind of threw me off a little bit. But, you know, other than that, I look forward to many great things happening in 2022, and I hope you do too. You all stay blessed. Take care. Remember, your health is your wealth. And whatever endeavors that you choose to do in life, remember to have fun. That's the most important thing you can do, is enjoy. If you ain't enjoying what the fuck you're doing, you're not having fun with it, then you need to do something else. You know, you have to enjoy what you're doing. Don't get up, you feel like, damn, I gotta go to work, I gotta pay these bills, I say, nah, man. If you're not having fun, some people enjoy sweeping the parking lots. You know, some people enjoy flipping burgers. Some people, you know, enjoy, you know, whatever it is, being a manager or whatever. You know, some people just enjoy running their own businesses. I mean, whatever your personal endeavors are, find some enjoyment in it. You know what I'm saying? Because that's the real blessing. You know, that's the true blessing in the things that, you know, that you've been gifted for. You know, once you truly find your purpose, you gotta have fun with it. You gotta enjoy it. You gotta wake up with a smile on your face when you get dressed in the morning and shower and get cleaned up and eat that good old hot breakfast or whatever, that lunch or whatever. Man, that's gonna be the best shit that you ever ate in your life, because you are enjoying your life. You know, it's time for quality living, folks. You know, all this depression and shit, you got control of it, whether you know it or not. You know, and if you don't, it's okay to seek therapy. You know, it's okay to seek counseling. It's okay to get help, you know, but try not to fall into the clutches of different vices. You know what I'm saying? You know, always seek help. And for me, you know, I'm not trying to be spiritual. I'm not trying to preach, but, you know, seek spiritual guidance as well, you know. Doesn't mean you got to sit up in a church, listen to that hypocrisy, you know, some hypocrite pimp preacher trying to pimp you out of your money. But, you know, spirituality, however way you find it, you know, don't be ashamed to ask for help, you know. So with that being said, folks, I got to get out of here. Got a ton of stuff to do. I just want to touch bases with everyone. Hope everyone's having a blessed new year so far. We will be back with a new episode. Be sure to like, share, and subscribe our YouTube channel. And you can follow us on Instagram and Twitter. We are no longer on Facebook, but you can follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube. So, and check the description box for any information on our missing children or missing people. We're going to continue that campaign as well. So you all stay safe, stay blessed, and we will see you next time. Thanks for listening.